music lovers, and also those of you who can either take your culture or leave it be. 4:30 Sunday afternoon in New York, and the RCA building now stands up straight and respectfully removes its hat as we tune in another concert by the no-doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, whose members have gathered here to read from the classics of the three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. From our vantage point here to the right of first base in the bullpen, we know that the conductors are again Maestro Paul LaValle and his 10 hot chestnut woodwinds, and Dr. Henry Levine with his Dixieland Little Symphony of Eight Men and No. But the concert is about to begin, so we'll now hear from the Society's chairman, Dr. Gino Hamilton.
As you all know, fellow members of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, music hath charms to soothe the savage breast, or beast, as the correct case may be. And for the purpose of soothing and charming, we are privileged to have as our special guests, A, the celebrated Tennessee prima donna, Mademoiselle Dinah Diva Shore, who sings at the drop of a hat, and who drops her own hat. B, as our intermission commentator, a musicologist of such worldwide prominence that I'm thinking of asking for a raise. And C, that dean of New Orleans jazz men, Dr. Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton. Right now, Dr. Levine is ready to open the concert, and he is about to repeat an old favorite from the literature of the Dixieland Symphony. The work is titled Eccentric, and it is to be played today in a tempo de Who's Loony Now? Eccentric. And close study of Mademoiselle Dinah Shore's Portamento, we have reached the following modest conclusion. We are willing to match Mademoiselle Shore's vocal portamento against that of any singer this side of the Metropolitan. Furthermore, at the sound of a single brash me, 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 we will take on the singers on the other side of the Metropolitan. Lest any singer on either side be unwisely urged on to disaster, we ask them to pause first and listen to Mademoiselle Shore's fragile or rose petal interpretation of that Louisiana leitmotif, Rockin' Chair.
Oh, rockin' chair got me by my side. Fetch me that shawl, for I tan your hide. Can't get from this cabin, I ain't going nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this old rocking. Harriet. In heaven she be. Send me sweet chariot for the end of the trouble I see. Oh, rockin' chair gets in. Judgment Day is here. I'm chained to my rocking chair. Oh, rocking chair's got me. Got my key by my side. Fetch me that chauffeur, or I tan your hide. My dear old Aunt Harriet, up in heaven she'll be. Send me for the end of the trouble I see. Oh, rocking chair, get in. Judgment Day is here. I'm chained to my
many years now, leaders of certain large or Madison Square Garden type dance orchestras have maintained that such instruments as the oboe, the English horn, and the bassoon could not be used in playing modern American swing. Maestro Paul LaValle listened politely, weighed their words, and then said, quote, he, unquote. Whereupon we are now to hear Maestro LaValle's ultra-modern arrangement for oboe, English horn, bassoon, and his own clarinet, backed by rhythm. The selection is titled Blue and Broken Hearted, and is played throughout in a cool summer weight or tropical worsted bounce. Concert when he is allowed to unleash his trumpet in a go at one of the real blues classics. The introduction is based on a solid afterbeat of the timpani. This afterbeat later comes midway between the quarter notes, resulting in an extremely afterbeat, with a slight hemi-demi-semi quiver. And the selection ends as all the instruments build up to a terrific diminuendo. The Wang Wang Blues. Compliment, which was, as the French say, pliquant, or more than. It came from Professor Alessandro Arturo Templeton. Hereinafter to be referred to as Professor Alec. Well, Professor Alec made a flying visit to New York from the coast last week, and he made it a point to tell us that he feels us. First of all, he wants to appear as a guest at one of our concerts, as soon as his busy schedule will allow it. He said that as soon as he finds time, he not only will play and sing for us, he will also compose an original trio dedicated to the society and will appear as guest intermission commentator. Isn't that dandy? And his only request was that we play Blue Room at today's concert, all of which caused us to remember that our father used to say to us, quote, "Dr. Gino, you are a fool for luck," unquote. Now, Professor Alec, just to top everything, ad-libbed us a poem, which we wrote down with both hands. The poem is written in the Calypsonian mode, or 2 feet to the mile, and this is the way it goes. Here's to a marvelous outfit. Here's to a noble queen. Dinah Shore is her lovely name. One conductor is Levine. To make this chamber outfit a wow for any gal, some of it is conducted by Maestro Paul Laval. Here's to a show that is so grand, it really can't be beat.
It's the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. So listen every Sunday. I know you'll like it well. From the opening bars of Basin Street to Haydn's great farewell. Thank you, Professor Alessandro Arturo Templeton, herein before known as Professor Alec. And any time you care to park your piano under our microphone, kindly give us the nod. And Blue Room is definitely on the way up right now. That early American classic, Blue Room.
When the final story of the birth of America's blues is written, a large chapter undoubtedly will be given over to a musician whose name you all know. He was in New Orleans when the blues began, and he took an important part in the event. At the age of 20, he was a piano professor on Basin Street. He wrote music for King Porter. He knew Buddy Bolden and Stale Bread Lacombe. And he remembers Louis Armstrong in short trousers. And both as a performer and personality, he has been an active American classicist ever since. It is now our privilege to present from our concert stage Dr. Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton playing one of his own compositions, Whinin' Boy. an encore, we have asked Dr. Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton to play one of the most famous of all his many compositions, the King Porter Stomp. Professor Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton. Last week at this time, Maestro Paul Lavelle knocked himself out with a work which he had arranged in five-part harmony. Figuring that that was about as many parts as one man could handle, he decided to try an artistic ruse. Whereupon he chose up sides with himself and allotted three parts to a side. The result is a work which features six-part harmony. The piano and celeste virtuosity of Professor Milton Paradise Lost Krauss and many new woodwind combinations unknown up to this time. Maestro Paul Lavelle's very special treatment of Stardust.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, ever since we came on the air with a series of concerts, we've had many requests for our orchestra, one of our tour orchestras, to play the Basin Street, which is our theme in its entirety as a special arrangement. We have that time today, and it is our pleasure to introduce the orchestra under Dr. Levine playing the Basin Street.
Music lovers, and those of you can either take your culture or leave it be, we have come to the end of another concert by the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Next Sunday at this time, our concert will be dedicated to the early Dixieland Band. At that time, Dr. Hamilton will introduce, besides all our regulars, Tony Sabarbaro, drummer and kazoo artist of the original Dixieland Band, who will be our guest commentator. Jimmy Lytell, clarinetist of the original Memphis Five, and Frankie Signorelli, pianist of both these historic groups. And now, in the words of the immortal Hector Ludwig von Kravnir, that peer among composers and musicians, I'd like to say that this is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building Radio City, New York.